An organ?
Or is it a Yamaha? They liked those in the 70s, didn't they? Those little organ riffs, yeah. It's 7:10. No, it's not. It's 6:10. Sorry, I was in British summertime. It's BBC Essex Sunday Breakfast with me, Peter Holmes. Now, an Essex Catholic priest is to represent Britain as a biblical scholar at the Vatican. Father Adrian Graffi, who's written books on the Bible and taught trainee priests in the biblical studies for several years, is parish priest at Christ the Eternal High Priest Catholic Church in Gidea Park in the Brentwood Diocese. He's one of 20 biblical scholars from around the world who will discuss the Bible in Rome and help Catholics understand and interpret it over the next 5 years. Father Adrian said he was thrilled when he got an email from Pope Francis inviting him to join the Pontifical Biblical Commission.
I feel very honoured and privileged. The fact that it came from Pope Francis was really quite a thrill. So I await developments. It's really, I think, on merit, on who they think is suitable, who they think would be helpful in that group. So it's a great privilege, as I say. There are scholars from Africa, from Asia, from North and South America, from other parts of Europe. So it really is quite a blend. And this time, I think it's the very first time there are actually three women on the commission. Pope Francis has done this with various Vatican commissions and various groups. He's made sure that women are involved for the first time.
You say from different parts of the world. Does that mean that there are different scholarly views from different parts of the world?
I think there'll be different experiences of using the Bible. For example, you know, people from poor communities would perhaps focus on the Bible as being a word particularly relevant to those who want to try and change their situation. And I think it's when you come from a different place, you've got different life experience. So I think that does affect the way people read the Bible. And I think there'll be a tremendous richness of these people coming together. One of the things that we are being consulted about is what should the topic of discussion for the next few years be? They have recently been talking about the inspiration and the truth of Scripture, and that would have been something which I would have been very interested in, because I think the way that we read Scripture and the way that we understand it sometimes can be very tricky, and there are some Christians who take things in a very literal way, and I think that leads to all kinds of problems. But for the future, one that struck me in particular was prophecy and the institution, which means how the prophets and prophets within the church, people who speak for God within the church, have actually had to stand up and challenge things which various institutions, whether it's the state or even the church, need to hear. So speaking the truth in love, that kind of thing.
We have the prophets in the Old Testament and then some sort of fulfillment in the New Testament. I mean, does that somehow prove that the Bible is from God?
What Christians did in the New Testament is see connections. They saw connections with the scriptures of the Old Testament and they saw things as fulfilled. But sometimes we Christians forget that God is a God of surprises and God brings new things as well. When God fulfills something, a hope, there's very often a lot of surprises, a lot of new things which can come. We need to be open to God's surprises in life and in history. The whole approach of the church, really since the Vatican Council 50 years ago, is to read the signs of the times, to obviously learn from our tradition, from our scriptures, from church teaching, but also to be able to look at what's happening in the present and learn new things.
Do you have a favourite book of the Bible?
One is the Gospel of Mark, because it's such a simple gospel. I believe it to be the first gospel written, a gospel which gives us a very clear picture of Jesus and also of the disciples and the way they struggled to respond to Jesus. And the other, believe it or not, is the letter to the Romans, which I've become involved in fairly recently, which is extraordinarily challenging, but at its heart has that wonderful message of salvation by faith, that God's grace is what we need. We don't save ourselves by our desperate efforts to be good, but we respond to the God of love who calls us. My favourite verse from Mark, it would be, the Son of Man has come to give his life not to be served but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's what we really should be trying to get across to people. We can get so lost in various sort of church issues and perhaps lose sight of Jesus and what he means and what he tells us about God and about ourselves.
That's Father Adrian Graffy talking to BBC Essex Sunday Breakfast reporter Andrew Merchant. Father Adrian, of course, is the Catholic parish priest of Christ the Eternal High Priest Church in Gideon Park, whose knowledge and authority on the Bible has been recognised by Pope Francis. And is it great news that an Essex Catholic priest is one of just 20 from around the world who will be in Rome with the Pope next April discussing the Bible and its importance to Catholics and Christians alike? How lovely. Brilliant. I like the Gospel according to St Mark too.